Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Definitely. Always up for exploring the latest and greatest in crypto.
Well, today we're taking a look at DexScreener. I'm sure many of you are familiar with it.
Yeah, a pretty popular platform in the DeFi space.
Right, but we're also putting it head-to-head with a newcomer that's making some waves, Ave AI.
Ah yes, Ave AI. I've been hearing some interesting things about them.
They're claiming to have the tools to help us spot those massive gains. You know, the 10x, even 100x kind of plays.
Sounds promising, though I'm always a bit skeptical of those kinds of claims.
Yeah.
You got to see the data, right?
Exactly. That's what we're here to do. Unpack it all and see if Ave AI lives up to the hype or if it's just, well, hype.
Hype is a big part of crypto. But data-driven insights,
yeah,
that's what really matters in the long run.
Absolutely. So one thing that's interesting about Ave AI is that they're positioning themselves as more than just a DEX aggregator.
Oh, how so?
They're really emphasizing actionable insights. You know, not just showing you a bunch of numbers, but actually helping you understand what those numbers mean for your trades.
That's a good point. There's a lot of data out there in the crypto world. It can be overwhelming to try to make sense of it all.
Exactly. And that's where Ave AI is trying to differentiate themselves. So one of the things they're doing is integrating with token launch platforms like Pump.Fun and Moonshot.
Interesting. So they're trying to get in at the ground level, even before tokens hit the major exchanges.
Right. It's almost like getting a sneak peek at the next big thing before it takes off.
So instead of just chasing pumps based on rumors and Twitter hype, you're looking for more concrete signals that something big is brewing.
Exactly. You're looking at the data. You're seeing where the early momentum is building.
It's a bit like a racehorse. You wouldn't just bet on a horse based on its name, would you?
Huh. I guess not.
You'd want to see its track record, its pedigree, its jockey. You'd want to get as much information as possible before placing your bet.
So Ave AI is kind of like giving you the horse racing stats, but for crypto tokens.
I like that analogy. It's about getting that edge, that insider information that can help you make more informed decisions.
Now, speaking of insider information, Ave AI is also tracking the wallets of those big time traders, the whales.
Yes, the smart money, those who can move markets with a single transaction.
Exactly. They're tracking the key opinion leaders, the influencers, to see where they're putting their funds.
It's about understanding market sentiment, right?
Yeah.
You can see where the big players are moving. That can be a valuable indicator.
It's like peeking behind the curtain and seeing the Wizard of Oz pulling the levers.
Well, maybe not exactly like that. But it is about getting a glimpse into the minds of the crypto elite, seeing the data behind their decisions.
And Ave AI takes it even further. They get pretty granular with their analytics.
Granular in what sense?
They're showing you 1-minute change percentages, P&L stats. They're really breaking down the data into bite-sized pieces.
I can see how that level of detail could be useful, especially for those who are day trading, trying to catch those quick price movements.
Exactly. Crypto moves fast. Those minute-by-minute changes can be the difference between a profitable trade and a losing one.
So it's not just about the big picture trends. It's about being able to zoom in and see the micro movements, the subtle shifts in momentum that can signal a change in direction.
Precisely. Now, what about those P&L stats? What are those telling us?
P&L stands for profit and loss. AAI tracks this over different time frames so you can get a sense of how profitable a particular token has been.
So it's not just about looking at price charts. It's about seeing the actual returns that a token has generated.
Right. It's a deeper level of analysis. It's about looking beyond the hype and seeing which tokens are consistently performing well, even amidst all the volatility.
That's really helpful because, let's be honest, all this data analysis can be overwhelming. It's one thing to have the information, it's another to actually act on it quickly and efficiently.
Absolutely. Speed is key in crypto trading.
Yeah.
And that's where I think EVE AI really shines. They've integrated with Telegram bots.
Oh, that's clever. So you can get real-time alerts and execute trades directly through Telegram.
Exactly. You don't have to leave your messaging app. It's all streamlined right there at your fingertips.
So no more scrambling between platforms trying to catch that perfect entry or exit point.
You can be at a coffee shop, on the train, anywhere, really. And still be on top of your trades.
That's a game changer, especially in a market that moves as quickly as crypto. Now, one thing I noticed that EVE AI offers that DexScreener doesn't is limit order functionality.
Ah, yes, limit orders. Those are essential for managing risk.
Tell me more about that. How do they work?
Basically, you set a price limit for your buy or sell order. So let's say you want to buy a token, but you don't want to pay more than a certain price.
Okay, I follow.
You set a limit order at that price. And the trade will only execute if the market reaches that price.
So it's like a safety net. You're protecting yourself from those sudden price spikes that can happen in crypto.
Exactly. You're not caught off guard. You're in control.
That's really smart, especially for those of us who aren't glued to the charts 24/7.
Right. You can set your limit orders and then go about your day knowing that you're protected.
Okay, so we've been diving deep into the world of EVE AI. But let's take a step back and compare it to DexScreener, which is more familiar to many people. What are the key differences that stand out to you?
Well, I'd say DexScreener is like a basic map. It gives you a general overview of the decentralized exchange landscape.
Okay, good starting point.
Right. But EVE AI is more like a GPS system. It gives you a much more detailed and dynamic view of the market, with real-time updates and all the bells and whistles.
So if you're just getting started, DexScreener might be a good way to get your bearings.
Sure. It's simple, straightforward.
But if you're serious about taking your crypto trading to the next level, EVE AI seems to have the tools and insights to give you a significant advantage.
That seems to be their goal from what we've seen so far.
Definitely. But before we get too carried away, I think it's important to acknowledge that EVE AI is not for everyone.
You're right. It's a powerful tool, but it requires a certain level of knowledge and commitment to use it effectively.
Absolutely. It's not a magic bullet. It's not going to make you rich overnight.
It's for those who are willing to put in the time and effort to understand the data, develop their trading skills, and really embrace the world of crypto.
It's like any skill, right? The more you put into it, the more you get out of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
EVE AI is a platform that can help you make more informed and strategic trading decisions. But it's ultimately up to you to make those decisions and to manage your own risk.
So it's a partnership in a way.
I like that way of putting it. EVE AI provides the intel, but you're the one at the helm.
You're charting your course through the crypto seas.
Exactly. And hopefully navigating those waters successfully.
Now, let's be real. There's a cost involved, right? EVE AI isn't free.
True. It's like any professional grade tool. There's an investment.
So you're paying for access to those advanced features, the real-time data, the community support.
You're paying for the ability to make faster, more informed decisions.
Right. It's an investment in your crypto journey.
Yeah.
But before we dive into the financials, I want to zoom out for a moment.
Sure. Let's look at the bigger picture.
This whole data-driven approach to trading, it's becoming more and more prevalent. What are your thoughts on the implications for the crypto industry?
I think we're witnessing a shift toward a more sophisticated and data-driven era in crypto.
So no more just relying on gut feeling and hype.
Traders are demanding more transparency, more data, more tools to help them make informed decisions.
It's like the Wild West days of crypto are giving way to something more mature, more analytical.
Exactly. And platforms like EVE AI are at the forefront of this evolution.
They're empowering traders with the information they need to navigate this complex market.
But it's important to remember that data is just one piece of the puzzle.
Ah, okay, so what's the missing piece?
We'll explore that in part two of our deep dive. Stay tuned.
Can't wait. This is getting good.
So, it's like we were saying, just having data, it's not enough.
Right.
You need to be able to interpret it, you know, understand what it all means.
Yeah, make a sense of it.
See how it connects to the bigger picture. And that's where intuition comes in.
Okay, so let's talk about intuition in crypto trading. Is it just a fancy way of saying gut feeling?
It's a little more nuanced than just a hunch.
Yeah.
Intuition in this context is kind of an informed instinct.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that ability to see patterns, to make connections and to anticipate market movements based on your experience and knowledge.
It's like pattern recognition.
Yeah, exactly. Like, think of a seasoned chess player.
Okay.
They don't just move pieces randomly. They've studied countless games, they recognize patterns, you know, and they can often anticipate their opponent's moves.
Right. So they have a deep understanding of the game.
Yeah. And trading can be similar.
So it's not about ignoring data or just winging it.
No, no, not at all.
It's about combining data with your understanding of how the market works.
Exactly. Data gives you the raw materials, you know, the building blocks for making decisions. But intuition is what helps you assemble those blocks into a coherent strategy.
It's like having all the pieces of a puzzle, but you need that intuition to put it all together.
Yes, exactly. It's that aha moment when you see the bigger picture and you understand how all the pieces fit together.
So it's a skill that you develop over time.
Yeah.
As you gain more experience in the market.
The more you're exposed to different situations, the more you start to develop that intuition.
Speaking of exposure, Av AI has that mobile app we talked about earlier.
Right, right.
How does that fit into this whole idea of data-driven trading and intuition?
Well, mobility is essential in the crypto world.
Mm.
You know, markets move fast.
Yeah, for sure.
And you need to be able to react quickly no matter where you are.
Yeah. If you're away from your computer, you still need to be in the loop.
Right. Av AI's mobile app keeps you connected to the data.
Mm.
You know, it lets you stay on top of trends.
So you can get those alerts even if you're not at your desk.
Yeah, you can get alerts. You can even execute trades on the go. It's like having a portable trading desk right in your pocket.
Always connected. That's the crypto life.
That's it.
Now, we talked about the Av AI Telegram group, too.
Oh, yeah, the community aspect.
Right. How does that play into the overall experience?
Well, the Telegram group is a fantastic hub for traders of all levels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can connect, share insights, learn from each other. It's like having a network of mentors and peers right there at your fingertips.
So it's that sense of community that can be really helpful, especially when you're first starting out.
Absolutely. It's a place to discuss strategies, bounce ideas off of each other, even get real-time feedback on potential trades.
So it's not just about the technology itself, it's about the people.
Yeah, the human connection, the shared passion for crypto, and the willingness to learn and grow together.
You know, we've been focusing a lot on Av AI,
right.
But are there any other crypto trading tools or platforms that are on your radar?
There's a lot of innovation happening in this space.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly new tools and platforms are emerging.
It's hard to keep up sometimes.
It is. One trend that I'm particularly interested in is the rise of decentralized finance, or DeFi.
DeFi. Yeah, that's a whole other world.
It's a movement to create a more open and accessible financial system using blockchain technology.
So instead of relying on traditional banks.
Right. You're essentially participating in a peer-to-peer financial ecosystem.
Cutting out the middleman.
Exactly. And that's a pretty revolutionary concept.
How does Av AI fit into the DeFi landscape?
Well, Av AI is built on the principles of DeFi.
Okay.
It operates on a decentralized network, meaning there's no central authority controlling the platform.
So it aligns with those core values of transparency and accessibility?
Exactly. User empowerment that's central to the DeFi movement.
So Av AI is kind of riding that DeFi wave.
In a way, yes. It's contributing to this larger movement towards a more decentralized financial system.
Now, for someone who's brand new to all of this, DeFi can seem pretty intimidating.
Oh, yeah. It can be a lot to take in.
Where do you even begin?
My advice is to start small. Do your research. Don't be afraid to ask questions.
Take it one step at a time.
Exactly. There are tons of resources available online. You know, educational websites, blogs, forums, where you can learn the basics of blockchain technology, cryptocurrencies, DeFi.
So you don't need to become an expert overnight.
No. The key is to take it one step at a time and not get overwhelmed by the sheer volume of information out there.
Right. Break it down into manageable chunks.
Yes. And don't underestimate the power of community.
Right. Find your people.
Exactly. Surround yourself with like-minded individuals who are passionate about crypto and willing to share their knowledge and experiences.
The Av AI Telegram group is a good place to start.
It is. It's a great resource for connecting with others and learning from their successes and mistakes.
So it's about collaboration, not competition.
That's the spirit of the crypto community.
Now, we've talked about the benefits of Av AI and DeFi.
Right.
But let's be real, there are risks involved too.
Absolutely. Crypto markets are volatile, and there's always the potential for scams and security breaches.
So it's important to proceed with caution.
You have to approach crypto trading with a healthy dose of skepticism. You know, mm-hmm. Never invest more than you can afford to lose. And always do your due diligence before putting your money into any project or platform.
Due diligence, that's key research.
Yeah.
The team understand the technology.
Right, and be wary of anything that seems too good to be true. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Words to live by in the crypto world.
Definitely.
So it's a balancing act finding that sweet spot between excitement and caution.
Right. Optimism and realism.
The crypto world is full of opportunities, but it's also a minefield of potential pitfalls.
You said it, you need to be informed, you need to be vigilant, and always willing to learn and adapt.
Stay agile, stay informed now, before we move on to part three of this deep dive.
Right.
I want to touch on something that's often overlooked in all the excitement.
What's that?
The psychological aspect of trading.
Ah, yes, the mental game.
It's not just about numbers and charts, right?
No, trading psychology is often the difference between success and failure in the markets.
It's about managing your emotions, staying disciplined.
Fear, greed over confidence. These can lead to impulsive decisions and costly mistakes.
So how do you avoid those traps?
It's essential to develop a trading plan. You know, stick to your strategy. Don't let your emotions dictate your actions.
Easier said than done sometimes.
It is. It takes practice, but it's crucial for long-term success in the markets.
So self-awareness is key.
Absolutely. Understanding your own biases and tendencies and developing strategies to manage your emotions effectively.
It's like mental training for traders.
You could say that trading is as much a mental game as it is a technical one.
You need to have that mental fortitude.
You need to be able to control your impulses, manage your risk, and stay disciplined, even when the market is moving against you.
So much easier when everything's going up.
Right. But that's when discipline is most important.
Okay, let's shift gears a bit and talk about the future.
Sounds good.
What are some of the trends you're seeing that you think will shape the future of crypto trading?
Well, I think we're going to see continued growth and innovation in the DeFi space.
More DeFi projects, more platforms.
Yes, new applications emerging that further decentralize finance and empower individuals to control their own assets.
So more options, more accessibility for the average investor.
That's the goal.
Any other trends on your radar?
I think artificial intelligence, AI, will play an increasingly significant role in crypto trading.
AI, that's a big one.
It is. We're already seeing platforms like Aave AI using AI to analyze data, identify patterns, and generate insights.
So it's about using AI to make smarter trading decisions.
Yeah, leveraging the power of technology to enhance our own abilities.
And as AI technology continues to evolve, I imagine we'll see even more sophisticated applications in the crypto space.
Absolutely. AI has the potential to revolutionize the way we trade, making it more efficient, more data-driven, and potentially more accessible to a wider range of investors.
So AI could be a game changer.
It could be. But there are also ethical considerations and potential risks that need to be carefully addressed.
That's a good point. We need to be mindful of how AI is being used.
We need to ensure that AI is being developed and deployed responsibly with safeguards in place to ensure fairness, transparency, and accountability.
It's about using technology for good.
Exactly. Technology should serve humanity, not the other way around.
Now, before we wrap up, part two of this deep dive.
Okay.
I want to touch on a topic that's often debated in the crypto community: regulation.
Ah, regulation. That's a big one.
Cryptocurrencies have operated in a relatively unregulated environment for a long time.
Yeah, it's been the Wild West for a while.
But now governments and regulatory bodies around the world are starting to take notice.
They're starting to pay attention.
What are your thoughts on how regulation could impact the crypto market?
Regulation is a complex issue.
It's a double-edged sword.
On the one hand, regulation can bring much-needed clarity, stability, and consumer protection to the market.
It can help weed out scams and fraudulent activity.
Exactly. And it can provide a framework for businesses to operate within, fostering innovation and growth.
So it's about creating a more level playing field.
Right. Ensuring that everyone is playing by the same rules.
Protecting investors and fostering responsible growth in the industry.
But on the other hand, there's a concern that overregulation could stifle innovation.
Yeah. Too much regulation could kill the creativity.
It could limit access and undermine the decentralized nature of cryptocurrencies. It's a delicate balance.
Finding that right balance is going to be tricky.
It is. It's crucial that regulators work closely with the crypto community to develop regulations that are both effective and conducive to innovation.
So it's not about shutting down crypto.
No, it's about finding a way to regulate it responsibly without stifling the innovation that makes it so unique.
It's about finding that sweet spot where regulation provides necessary safeguards without killing the entrepreneurial spirit.
Exactly. It's a challenging task, but one that will ultimately shape the future of the industry.
The decisions that are made today regarding regulation will have a ripple effect for years to come.
Absolutely. It's a critical moment, and it's important that all stakeholders engage in a thoughtful and constructive dialogue.
Collaboration is key.
Yes, to create a regulatory framework that benefits everyone.
Now, as we move into part three of this deep dive,
okay.
I want to shift our focus to the personal side of crypto trading.
The human element.
We've talked about the tools, the data, the strategies, the broader industry trends, but ultimately, crypto trading is a personal journey.
It is. It's a journey of discovery, learning, and growth.
It's more than just a way to make money.
It's a way to engage with a revolutionary technology, you know, to challenge traditional financial systems and to potentially be a part of something that could change the world.
It's about being a part of something bigger than yourself.
That's what makes this space so exciting.
Yeah.
It's not just about numbers and charts. It's about people. It's about ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about the potential to create a more equitable and decentralized future.
So as we wrap up part two of this deep dive,
yeah,
I want to encourage our listeners to embrace that personal aspect of crypto trading.
Don't just focus on the profits.
Right. Take the time to connect with the community, to learn from others, to explore your own motivations, and to discover what crypto means to you.
It's a journey worth taking, and it can be both intellectually stimulating and personally fulfilling.
So let's continue this exploration together in part three.
Sounds good.
Where we'll delve into the philosophical underpinnings of cryptocurrencies, the ethical considerations of blockchain technology, and the broader implications of this revolutionary movement for society as a whole. All right, so we're back for the final part of our deep dive into Aave AI and the world of crypto trading.
Ready to wrap things up.
We've covered a lot of ground.
We have data strategies,
yeah,
the psychology of trading.
Now I want to step back and look at the bigger picture, you know.
Zoom out a bit.
Yeah, cryptocurrencies, they're challenging our ideas about money value trust.
The whole new paradigm.
It's not just about technology. It's a fundamental shift in how we think about these concepts.
It really is.
So how do you even begin to wrap your head around that?
Well, one way to approach it is to think about the history of money.
Okay.
You know, we started with bartering, then we moved to precious metals, then paper currency. And now we're entering the digital age with cryptocurrencies.
Mm-hmm.
Each evolution has challenged the status quo.
So it's a natural progression?
In a way, yes. Mm. But crypto, it feels different.
Yeah. It's not just like switching from coins to bills.
It's about decentralization.
Okay.
Traditional currencies are controlled by central banks,
mm-hmm,
governments.
Right.
Cryptocurrencies operate on decentralized networks.
So there's no single entity in control.
That's the key difference.
It's like the internet of money.
You could say that.
It's distributed. It's peer-to-peer. It's potentially accessible to anyone with an internet connection.
And that has huge implications.
Especially for people who don't have access to traditional banking systems.
Cryptocurrencies have the potential to bank the unbanked, empower individuals, and create a more equitable financial system.
It sounds almost utopian.
It does. But it's important to remember that it's still early days. There are challenges.
Okay, let's talk about those challenges.
Right.
What are some of the biggest hurdles that cryptocurrencies face as they try to go mainstream?
Volatility is a major issue. Crypto places fluctuate wildly.
Yeah, that makes it hard to use for everyday transactions.
Right, and regulation is another challenge. Governments are still trying to figure out how to classify and regulate cryptocurrencies.
So it's a bit of a wild west out there.
In some ways, yes, but that's also part of the appeal for many people.
It's a new frontier. The rules are still being written.
Exactly. It attracts innovators, disruptors, those who are looking to challenge the status quo.
It reminds me of the early days of the internet.
A lot of parallels there, a lot of hype, a lot of uncertainty.
And a lot of potential.
Look at where we are now with the internet. It has revolutionized the way we live, work, and connect.
Could crypto have a similar impact?
I think it has the potential to be even more transformative.
Wow, that's a bold statement.
Cryptocurrencies aren't just about technology.
They're about challenging power structures, redefining value, and creating a more equitable and decentralized world.
That's a big vision.
It is. It's idealistic. But the underlying principles of decentralization, transparency, empowerment, they have the potential to reshape many aspects of our lives.
Finance, governance, how we interact with each other.
It's a paradigm shift.
Okay, let's bring it back to Aave AI.
Sure.
How does all of this connect to the world of trading?
Aave AI is a product of this crypto revolution. It's a tool that empowers individuals to participate in this new financial system.
So it's not just a trading platform. It's a gateway to this new world.
It's a way to access this new frontier, to learn to experiment, and to potentially be a part of something that's bigger than ourselves.
We started by talking about the technical features of Aave AI, and now we're talking about its role in a global financial revolution.
It's come full circle.
So for our listeners who are interested in exploring the world of Aave AI and crypto trading, what are some key takeaways?
First, do your research. Learn the basics of blockchain technology, cryptocurrencies, and trading.
There are a lot of resources available online.
There are, and don't be afraid to ask questions. The Aave AI community is a great place to connect with other traders and learn from their experiences.
So find your tribe.
Exactly.
Second, start small. Don't invest more than you can afford to lose.
And be prepared for volatility.
Crypto markets are unpredictable.
They have a risk management plan in place.
Be patient, be disciplined.
Don't get caught up in the hype.
Third, embrace the community.
The crypto space is all about collaboration, open source development, and the sharing of ideas.
Connect with other traders, join OnLock forums, participate in the conversation.
Be a part of something bigger than yourself.
And finally, never stop learning.
The crypto space is constantly evolving, so it's crucial to stay up to date on the latest trends, technologies, and regulations.
So be curious, be adaptable, and be open to new ideas.
The crypto world is full of possibilities.
Well, I think that about wraps up our deep dive into Av AI.
It's been a great conversation.
It has. I hope our listeners have found it informative and insightful.
Me too. And remember, this is just the beginning.
The crypto revolution is still unfolding.
There's never been a better time to get involved.
So to all our listeners out there, happy trading, and may your portfolios be ever green.